Welcome to the hottest damn podcast on the planet, Cash Talk Podcast. It's no talk like cash talk. Damn it!
Yo, this your boy Chris Cash, aka I'm Elgin, aka Man of Many Talents. I want to welcome you to the world's most sanest podcast on planet Earth. I want to welcome y'all to Cash Talk Podcast. There's no talk like cash talk. First off, salute each and every one of y'all that's tuning in to the podcast. Those of you that's following Cash Talk Podcast on Facebook, salute you. If you haven't, go search Cash Talk Podcast. Follow us on Facebook for exclusive content, okay? Follow Cash Talk Podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and all your respectable podcast apps and platforms. I want y'all to make sure y'all listen in to today's show, damn it. I want y'all to make sure you save this you put this show in a special place, in your safe where you got your money at, damn it, okay? Put it in your favorite shoebox and put that great tape or scotch tape over it, you know what I'm saying? And make sure you zip it and wrap it up good, damn it. Because today's show is not a show you just going to listen to one time and just disregard. You can keep going back to the jewels, okay? To the jewels in this show right here and take from it on a daily basis or whenever you need to get, you know what I'm saying, your energy back up to par, damn it, okay? Man, you feeling down about yourself. Man, you are feeling unsure about who the hell you are. You come back and you play cash talk, damn it, okay? All right? So I just wanted to make this clear. And today's show is one of those shows that proves that, hey, you need this. Just like you got the Bible, you need to set this right next to it. Damn it. You always come back and you always replay, okay? Cash talk, all right? To go ahead and get you back to where you know you need to be. We not them, we us. Not just a hashtag. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of freaking life. Now, the world has told us that you fall in love with someone. When you love someone and you can't be without them and you want to grow and eventually get married, they say you fall in love with them, okay? Now, I'm here to debunk all that, okay? All right, everything you have been hearing about falling in love and all that bullshit, listen, when you fall, it's usually not good, is it? Right? When you fall, you either break a leg, you either break an arm, you know what I'm saying? Something fall off the table or something fall. It usually doesn't mean something good, okay? It is this terminology of falling in place, okay? But when you use the words and the terms falling into place and things like that, you know, things maybe fall into place but don't mean to fall into place. Meaning, if I drop my aid off this table right here, okay, it can fall on its side and bust, or it can fall standing up on a, you know, with the bottom on the ground. It fell into place. It didn't, you know what I'm saying? It could have went the other way, but it just happened to work out for me. But I'm not in the business of luck, okay? I'm not in the business of maybe and maybe this, okay? I'm in the business to try to narrow the scope a little bit to kind of get to an almost permanent or guaranteed answer, even though we know that's unhuman possible, damn it. All right? And so when we speak of love and when people use, you know, they say, oh, they fell in love, or I'm falling in love, or you got to fall in love. Listen, throw that in the garbage, okay? And make sure it's out in Thursday night trash. The fact of the matter is, you don't fall in love. You grow in love. Did you hear me? You grow in love, damn it. Okay? The reason why that gotta be understood and that should be understood very, very clearly is because we got people out of here falling in love. Okay? And that's the reason why relationship is not working out. That's the reason why divorces is at an all-time high. This is why we got laws that's literally, to me, is taking away us humans' the ability to have a traditional family. Okay, all right, because everybody, to me, their meaning of love and meaning of what a relationship is and how to grow in a relationship, it's different from person to person. But to me, it's all these false narratives that we have out here, whether it's the TV, whether it's the radio, or whatever the case may be, or whether it's just hurt people that haven't had a successful relationship in the history of them dating, okay, or being married. But they want to put their scorn, they want to put their hurt, they want to put their pain out there to the world to hear. And a lot of people don't do their fact checking. A lot of people just go with the funk and hear these people and say, you know what? Yeah, that makes sense. I'm not even gonna try to get married. I'm not gonna try to have a relationship. Alright, but we have to be careful. Alright, with anything, okay? When you take Michael Jordan, you take LeBron James, you take myself, you take anybody, Oprah Winfrey, anybody that have strived to be great, to get to where they at. Okay, it took work, it took determination, it took passion, okay? You definitely got to get used to failing, if that is such a thing, which if you use every situation as a learning opportunity to learn, there is no such thing as failing. But let's just say, if you know what I'm saying, so you get used to going, you know, having challenging situations or stumbling blocks put in front of you, but you already know that you're supposed to go through these things. These the things, your up and down is what makes you, okay? It was growing you, it will build you up, okay, to be able to handle bigger and worser and scarier times. Well, it will be scary to most people, but to you, okay, you already been preparing for this, damn it, okay? All right, okay, we not them, we us. It's not just a hashtag, damn it. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of freaking life, okay? A way of freaking life, damn it! We don't fall in love. You don't fall in love. You grow in love. Okay, that's the only way love can grow, only way love can mature. If it's if it's surrounded by individuals that want to mature and want their love to grow with each other, that's the only way love can blossom. Okay, it gotta be both parties in unity, and having the understanding to want to make this thing work in order for grow, for love to mature and love to prosper, damn it. Okay? So a lot of people is in relationships right now. Some of you listen to in right now, the Cash Talk right now, damn it. Okay? I'm talking to you, all right? Some of you are in relationship right now. Do you feel like you are not going nowhere? You feel like you're hitting the dead end. You're hitting a brick wall. You're trying to communicate with your boo thang, and your boo thang, it seems like they got no ears when it comes to you, damn it. You be screaming their names, they unscrew their ears so they can't hear you, damn it. It's like you cannot communicate with them whatsoever. What might be taking place in your relationship, in your household right now, is you guys, that's the problem. You falling in love. Meaning the good things that is happening in your relationship or have happened in your relationship has just sort of happened. It hasn't been like you guys been working towards anything and you guys accomplished things together. It just, you just so happened the times that you are happier, the times that, you know, did you guys did share good together. It's sort of like you got your life, your relationship on autopilot. And that represents 98% of people in society that got their relationship and their love life on autopilot. And that is so freaking dangerous, okay? And that's, it's so unfair to you, okay? You don't put your life on autopilot. You don't put your love life, your relationship, these things on autopilot. You don't know, no. You gotta put in the groundwork to make these things flourish, to make these things, to make your relationship grow. See, I was talking to a homie the other day, and I was speaking to him. I'm like, look, man, people in society right now is just jumping around from relationship to relationship like if we playing a game of Mario or something. I mean, keep on jumping like he did from, you know, tunnel to tunnel. But the thing is that we jumping from relationship to relationship, relationship to relationship, and we expecting to get something different. See, listen, someone gonna lack something, okay? what your current don't got, someone else that you trying to, you might cheat with or you might try to get rid, might possess that. But it's gonna be something that they don't offer that gets to you. You never gonna find like Mr. or Mrs. Perfect. Okay? You just won't. Okay? Jesus, God, the only thing that's perfect, okay? All right? You're not going to find Mr. and Mrs. Perfect. It's not going to happen. Stop kidding yourself. So, hey, with that said, man, look at your current relationship. Look at your current, who your boo thing is now. These are some things you have to find out within yourself. You know, can this relationship be saved? You know what I'm saying? Is this relationship that damaged that, look, I gotta leave? Or can, is it just a matter of the, how you looking at things? Is it, no, man, I always tell you, man, a great start to reconciling the relationship and rebuilding this, your relationship back strong again, is to remember of the very things that brought you two together in the first place. Remember the very things that brought us together. Find the things that made you smile about your boo thing. Find the things that made your head twirl, okay? Remember those things that brought y'all together. Because somewhere down the line, you forgot about what made you smile, okay? You forgot about the things that had your juices flowing. You know, because with kids and with family life and bills and working. Listen, a lot of that get all, you know, buried underneath, damn it. So it takes some you getting off your ass and you doing some groundwork. Stop putting your relationship on autopilot. You're looking at your best friend. You're looking over here at your cousin. Stop looking, damn it. See, they already figured out, damn it. They already figured out this thing. You got to figure out your boo thing love language, okay? You gotta remember, it's not one size fit all when it comes to love. Everybody been damaged. Everybody been hurt differently, damaged differently. Everybody coming from different situations. You just can't take what you've been through and then try to, you know what I'm saying, get with this person and then expect them just to understand your love language, just to understand you, damn it. That's sort of selfish, damn it. You have to realize they came from World War III. You came from World War III. Damn it, you got to get together and put everything on the table. And you have to treat each person special to their needs of what, on what type of communication they need. Not because, you know, because somebody might be strong in this area, somebody might be weak in this area. You might be strong in this area, this person might be weak in this area. You learn your boo thing love language and communicate with them with respect to their love. This is the world's sanest podcast on the planet, man. This Cash Talk podcast. There's no talk like cash talk, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you grow in love. I mean, you in a relationship, it takes both parties. It don't. You hear what I said? It takes both parties. It's just not the woman, and it's not just the man. It takes both of y'all to come together and make this thing work, okay? And you can't be looking at other people's relationship. Turn up to screw these celebrities' relationship. That shit is just, I'm telling, it's fraudulent, damn it. Do not pay attention to that, because you guys is basing your relationship off illusions, off lies, okay? All right? So just know that your relationship is you and your boo thing relationship. Do the necessary things that brought you guys together. If some of the things that brought you guys together is, you know, is maybe you just went right to the boom, bang, damn it, and you never invested any time to get to know each other or things like that. Hey, it's not the end of the world. In them olden days, against the kings and queens and stuff like that, they used to marry all the time. That the queen used to marry the king, not knowing the king, don't really know nothing about him. The king's family used to go pick the wife. Okay, y'all remember coming to America? Okay, the king and coming to America went and picked our king wife for him. Okay, so I mean, Indian culture, they do the exact same thing. Damn it, so it's not the end of the world. But those are perfect examples to use how those people grow in love, because it's no. it's no way possible you can really just love someone truly. I'm talking about truly and always 100% thoroughly, just mean them for 5, 10, 20 minutes. Okay? Alright, I don't get but then who you is. You can have strong feelings, you can have strong light, but to love, feel, fall in love, and to really be truly in love, you gotta really know a person all the way through and out. This is why a lot of people relationship, they get hitched. Oh, I fell in love in first sight. And then next thing you know, they done in 2 years. But it's some people that meet each other and they do fall in love and they supposedly, and they stay married forever. But I still would say, technically, they didn't fall in love. They had strong light towards each other. But until you really know their ins and outs and the whole story, the person's whole story, like what's your story? And you truly know the person's whole story, then I could say maybe some love involved with it. But until then, so these are just some very important, you know, some points I want to address to you guys out there, because I want you winning. To everyone, I want you to have the best, the happiest relationship out there. Aren't you sick of running into Mr. Wrong? Aren't you sick of your best friend always finding Mr. Right? It seems like you can never, you know, your sister, you know what I'm saying, with her boo thing, and it's like they got a family, and here go you just, aren't you tired of going to clubs? Aren't you ready to be snuggled down up with the boo thing and having your family and y'all dress up in pajamas and take them little cute family pics? Damn it, okay? I'm just saying, damn it. I'm just keeping it sane, damn it. Okay? Alright, I'm just keeping it same. Damn it, alright. Learn, don't fall in love. You grow in love. The whole thing about relationship, every day that passes, you're supposed to love your boo thing even more. And by doing that, it's to just love them for them. Love them for how God made them. Get to overstand, not understand. Why are we understanding anything? You see, these words is power in words. Stay tuned to a future Cash Talk. I'm going to break down the importance of the words we use. And this, I'm telling you, it's going to shock you. The hair on your neck going to go up. It's all about overstanding your partner. You know, me and my wife, every day, we both is active but growing in love. Okay, because it takes, even if any one of us give up, so don't give 110, our marriage will crumble. It's no ill buts about it. It's no magic trick. We both gotta want it. We both gotta put 50-50, okay? 110 in this thing to make our relationship prosper. We not only in it, just us. We ain't just husband and wife. We also parents. She's a mom. I'm a father. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you gotta know this thing. Don't just be mean people and laying down in a bed with them and not doing your true diligence, man, and what do you want out of life? Okay, a lot of y'all getting older now, damn it. Okay, y'all near 98 years old and you're still going club and you're still sleeping with anybody that their name start with a T, damn it. Okay, I mean, come on, sit your whole horny ass down, damn it. Okay, wake up and the dog poop. Don't smell the coffee, damn it, okay? What I tell you about smelling coffee, you get all comfortable. You get back in your pillow, get your covers, and you get all snug. You smell dog poop, you're going to jump up like a ninja. You're going to be looking left and right. Your head going to go all around in a complete circle like the Exorcist, because you're trying to find, hey, where that dog poop at, damn it? Wake up and smell the dog poop, man. Okay, you listen to the world's sanest podcast on the planet, damn it. We keep it sane, damn it, in the insane world, damn it. This Cash Talk podcast, damn it. There's no talk like Cash Talk. Next time somebody tell you need to fall in love, or you hear somebody around you saying they fell in love, or I'm falling in love, you correct them, damn it. And don't only correct them, you redirect them to this particular show right here, damn it. We have to change our mindsets, guys. When you change your mindset and say, oh, the objective, the plan is to grow in love, I guarantee you will, you'll start seeing your relationship making big, big, major, major strides, okay? It's all how you look at everything. We got to watch our words and what we use. We don't fall out of nothing. Fall in love. No. To me, that sounds like just luck. Like, oh, we just fell in love. No. It's like, when you have a family, some people plan to have one, and some people, it just happened. Okay, all right. So, but be on the side of planning, okay? This ain't the time, you know what I'm saying? With all the things we facing in this world, they just want to lay back with any dick time Harry, okay? Damn it, get your man like the gutter and go get someone that treats you respectfully like a queen and like the kings that we are, okay? We have no time for anyone to treat us like last week. Tuna seller, damn it, okay? Use the dating stage to make sure that they are the right ones, that you are the right fit. I have family members that their spouse have told them, look, I don't cook, I don't clean, right? Hey, it's okay, boo thing. As soon as they got married, you know, a couple months down the line, honey, I'm home. Where the dinner at, damn it? Table, I told you when we was dating that I don't cook. So you can't even get mad at her. You can't get mad at him if he was always going out. He was always going to the club. And he was doing that. And he told you I would never change. And you look past that thinking you had that. You had the magic. And you thought it was going to hook him and hypnotize him. And it didn't do that. You married. You've been married 1 year. And he's still going out more than he ever been out when he was single. Okay, because you guys didn't spend the dating, the time at the, on the dating stage to get things right. Okay, because this is the perfect time for you to leave his ass. The perfect time for you to leave her ass. Perfect time. Because if both of y'all don't want it to work, what in the hell are y'all even doing together? You wasting each other time. You hurting those babies, man. And you just, I mean, what the fuck is you doing? Life too short to be with someone that you really don't want to be with or you really don't love. Okay? And if you really want to fix this problem that we have in society, okay, if you really want to find someone that's for you, your king, your queen, damn it, then stop falling in love and grow in love. This your boy Chris Cash, aka I'm Elgin, aka Man of Many Talents, and you're listening to the world's most sanest podcast on the planet. This is Cash Talk Podcast, damn it. All right, make sure you go follow the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and all your respectable podcast apps and platforms. All right, make sure you like Cash Talk Podcast on Facebook. All right, follow, and just keep the support coming. Yo, thanks for listening. Again, this is Cash Talk Podcast. There's no talk like Cash Talk.